Hawaii's Big Hits, K-Big FM, number 4 on your K-Big.FM, Big 5 belonging to Avril Lavigne, and When You're Gone. It is a very special edition of the K-Big.FM, Big 5, because I am joined from beautiful West Palm Beach, Florida, by none other than Colby Calais. Colby, hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am great. This is the most well-known person I've talked to in my young radio career. It's really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by. You're going to be on stage in just a few moments. Who are you going to be performing with out there?
Lifehouse and the Goo Goo Dolls.
And how is that performing with such well-established acts?
It's really great because I'm new at this, so I'm learning so much from watching them perform and just their stage presence. And they are such talented guys. I mean, honestly, every show is flawless, and I learned so much from them. They're amazing.
In case there's some of you out there that don't know who Colby is, you probably haven't checked her MySpace, because Colby is huge on MySpace, and it's really gotten into what's blossoming as a great career. Her album called Coco, debuting at number 5 on the Billboard album charts, number 1 on the iTunes downloads for the album. That success, was that surprising to you?
It is. It's surprising just because it's all happening so fast. I mean, like, 9 months ago, I had a job at a tanning salon, and and now I'm on tour, I'm on the road, and my album's out. It's a surprise for sure.
I'm sure this is a lot better gig than a tanning salon, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's talk about MySpace, because that's what really got you started. You were out there for months on MySpace, you know, putting out songs, and all of a sudden, Bubbly came along. And everybody just flocked in. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was weird because I had a couple songs up on the page, but I wrote Bubbly last August, and we just recorded it one day in the studio, and I wanted to see what people thought of it, so I put it up on my page in September, and my plays just started going up like crazy. Like, I mean, it was becoming thousands a day. Like, it went from a couple hundred to like a few thousand to 7,000 and 15,000, and now it's at like 15,000 plays a day, and it's all from people adding my song to their page and then their friends hearing it and adding it to their page, and it just spreads.
And so who actually found you on MySpace and got that record deal for you?
Well, my management, they put their website up on my page, their email, so like if people wanted to contact them and get in touch with me, that's how they do it. And so we had a bunch of labels contact us, and we ended up going with Universal Republic because they're a great label, and everyone that works there made me feel really comfortable.
And approximately how many friends do you have now on your MySpace?
Around, I think, like 150,000, maybe. I'm not sure.
That's about almost the entire population of this island right here.
Oh, goodness, that's insane. You know, I love Hawaii. I go to Kauai a couple times a year. It's like my second home.
All right, have you ever been down to the Big Island?
Yeah, I've been there. My cousin went to school at Hilo.
Okay, all right. So I didn't know we had some ties there. That's pretty cool. Let's talk about the song that is just garnering lots and lots of attention. It's called Bubbly. I played it for one of my coworkers actually a couple weeks ago when we first put it on, and he really liked it. And he also said it sounded like the answer back song to John Mayer's Your Body is a Wonderland. I'm sure that's not true, but what is Bubbly actually about?
Bubbly is about the feelings that you get when you like someone, and it's all new, and everything they do, they make you smile, giggle, get butterflies, tingles, just all the best parts of a relationship. And I just wanted those feelings at that time.
Are you sharing those kind of feelings with anybody at this time?
A little bit.
Who is it?
Well, the ex-boyfriend, but we're still like best friends. It's that kind of thing. It's hard being on the road.
All right. Well, congratulations to you there. Hang tight, Colby, because when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other ties you have to the music industry, and I'm talking about your dad. Some people may not know how he's tied to the business, and I want to talk a little bit about that, and also what's upcoming for you as far as your music career. Colby Calais here, your KBIG.FM Big 5. We get now to number 3 on the countdown. It's Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry. It's your special edition of the KBIG.FM Big 5 right here with Big Hits, KBIG FM.
Number 3.
Hawaii's Big Hits, KBIG FM, number 2 on your KBIG.FM Big 5. That is Pink and Who Knew. Josh hanging out with you is a very special edition of the countdown. Colby Calais still hanging out with us. How's things going in Florida?
It's really hot here. It's actually kind of like Hawaii weather right now, though, because the clouds just came in. There's a cool breeze, and it's a little, sprinkling a little bit, so it's wonderful.
Colby's album, Coco, is out right now. You can pick it up. Her song, Bubbly, you can actually vote for your KBIG.FM Big 5. All you have to do is log on to KBIG.FM. And don't forget to check out her MySpace. Everybody's done it already. So if you haven't checked out Colby's MySpace, it's about time to get on the bandwagon. It's like missing out on technology. You cannot miss her MySpace. Now let's talk about some of your family ties to music, because your father was actually involved with a very big group way back when. He was with Fleetwood Mac, right?
Yeah, he produced Rumors and Tusk albums.
And how was that? How was that for him?
How was it for him? Oh, it was great. He's still friends with all those guys, and he's learned so much about the business and has so much respect from working on those albums.
Did you get to meet any of those guys from Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, of course, all of them.
And how did your father's knowledge on the music side of things help you out?
Well, I've always wanted to be a singer, but he's the one that told me I need to learn how to play an instrument and write my own songs. You're more respected, you have a longer career, and you just enjoy what you do more instead of just singing a song that someone else wrote for you. My parents put me in guitar lessons, and I'm still working on them, but I'm getting good at it and writing songs with it. So,
very cool. Who are some of your musical influences?
Ooh, John Mayer, Lauryn Hill, Bob Marley, The Weepies, and Fleetwood Mac.
I gotta say congratulations on becoming a You Oughta Know artist on VH1. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've got some big plans coming very soon.
Yeah, we're after the Scuba Dolls tour, we're gonna do a fall headlining or co-headlining tour. But we're not sure with who yet. It's going to be starting in October. But we're going out of the country every month. So we're going to Germany in a couple days.
Are you going to plan a little stop by in Hawaii, maybe?
We are planning that in February. And I'm so excited. Because we're going to go to all the islands. Everyone in my band is either from Hawaii or has family there or goes there all the time. So it's going to be really good when we go.
So you'll be playing on the Big Island as well?
Yes, of course.
All right. Let us know when that is, because we'd love to catch up with you and see how everything's going.
Oh, of course we will.
Colby Calais, ladies and gentlemen. Colby, enjoy the show tonight. Lifehouse and Goo Goo Dolls and Colby on stage. And check her out on VH1. And, of course, you can check out her big hit called Bubbly right here with KBIG FM. And speaking of Bubbly, it's time for our Big 5 bonus track. And Bubbly is featured right here inside the countdown. Colby, thanks so much for the time. And we hope to hear from you very soon. Take care, all right?
Thank you.
Will you count me in?